Welcome to the Origine Podcast. I'm Jamie, and today we're diving into some fascinating research on cerebrospinal fluid drainage.
And I'm Alex. We've got an incredible paper to discuss today that could potentially change how we think about treating certain neurological conditions.
Absolutely. This research, published by Ho-Kyun Jin and colleagues, looks at how cerebrospinal fluid, or CSF as we'll call it, drains from the brain through the lymphatic system, and how we might be able to improve that drainage non-invasively.
You know, I find this whole area fascinating because CSF is so crucial for brain health. It basically acts like a cushion for the brain, but it also clears out waste products, including those protein aggregates we hear about in Alzheimer's disease.
Exactly. And there's been growing evidence that problems with CSF drainage might contribute to various neurological conditions. But before we get into the findings, let's break down the basics of what we're talking about here.
Good call. So CSF is this clear fluid that surrounds the brain and spinal cord. For years, scientists have known that it drains to lymph nodes in the neck, but the exact pathways and how they're regulated hasn't been fully mapped out.
Right, and that's where this research comes in. The team used fluorescent tracers in mice with special lymphatic markers to map exactly how CSF moves from the brain to the lymph nodes in the neck.
And what they found was pretty interesting. They identified that CSF follows this pathway where it enters these initial lymphatics in the meninges. That's the covering around the brain, at the base of the skull. Then it continues through several different lymphatic pathways.
Yeah, it flows through these periorbital lymphatics around the eyes, olfactory lymphatics near the nose, nasopharyngeal lymphatics, and hard palate lymphatics, before finally reaching what they call the superficial cervical lymphatics that lead to the lymph nodes under the jaw.
That's quite a journey. And what's particularly interesting is that they found that a substantial amount of CSF, about half of the total outflow to the neck, actually drains to these superficial cervical lymph nodes.
Exactly. But here's where it gets even more interesting. They found that in aged mice, there were fewer lymphatics in the nasal mucosa and hard palate and reduced CSF outflow to the cervical lymph nodes compared to younger mice.
Oh, that's fascinating. So the drainage system basically deteriorates with age?
It seems that way. They also found some molecular changes in the aged mice. The superficial cervical lymphatics had increased expression of a gene called NOS3, which encodes endothelial nitric oxide synthase, or ENOS.
But interestingly, despite having more of the gene, they actually had less of the ENOS protein and impaired nitric oxide signaling. It's like the body is trying to compensate for something that's not working properly.
Exactly, and this is where we get to the really exciting part of the study. The researchers developed this force-regulated mechanical device that could manipulate these superficial cervical lymphatics through the intact skin.
Wait, so they basically created a device that can, what, massage these lymphatics to improve drainage? And this works through the skin without any surgery?
That's exactly it. And when they used this device on mice, they found it doubled CSF outflow and even corrected the drainage impairment in the aged mice.
That's incredible. So it's basically a non-invasive way to potentially improve CSF drainage? Did they figure out how exactly it was working?
I did some analysis and found that the manipulation works by compressing these superficial cervical lymphatics. Interestingly, it didn't really affect their normal spontaneous contractions. These lymphatics naturally contract to help move fluid along.
So it's basically helping to physically push the fluid along without disrupting the natural pumping mechanism. That's pretty elegant.
Absolutely. And what makes this particularly exciting is the potential clinical applications. I mean, if impaired CSF clearance contributes to conditions like Alzheimer's disease or other neurodegenerative disorders, having a non-invasive way to improve that clearance could be huge.
Definitely. Though, of course, we should note that this study was done in mice, so there's still a lot of work to be done before we know if this would work in humans. But it's certainly promising.
Oh, absolutely. There's still a long road ahead. But what I find particularly exciting is that they also did some validation in monkeys. they showed similar CSF drainage routes through lymphatics in the periorbital, nasal sidewall, hard palatal, and superficial cervical regions.
That's a good point. The monkey validation does strengthen the case that these findings might be relevant to humans. And since the approach is non-invasive, the translation to clinical applications might be smoother than for more invasive interventions.
Exactly. And you know, this isn't the first approach to try to improve CSF clearance. Previous studies have used things like VEGF-C to expand lymphatic networks. But those approaches often require invasive delivery methods or could have systemic effects.
Right. And that's what makes this mechanical approach so interesting. It's targeted, non-invasive, and potentially much easier to implement clinically. Though I imagine there would still be questions about how often you'd need to do this stimulation and how long the effects last.
Good point. The researchers did look at that a bit. They found that the increase in CSF outflow was sustained throughout their monitoring period, which was 5 minutes after stimulation. And repeated stimulation over 4 days didn't seem to impair the effectiveness.
That's promising. But you're right. For clinical applications, we'd want to know about longer-term effects. Would you need to do this daily, weekly? How long would the benefits last?
Exactly. And there are other questions, too, like whether this approach would work in people with more severe neurodegeneration, or whether it could be combined with other treatments.
And I'm also curious about the specifics of how you'd implement this in humans. The researchers used a pretty precise force-regulated device in mice. Scaling that up for human anatomy would be interesting.
Absolutely. But despite all these open questions, I think this study represents a really exciting step forward. It highlights the importance of these superficial cervical lymphatics for CSF outflow and points to a potential new approach for treating conditions associated with impaired CSF drainage.
I completely agree. It's a great example of how understanding the basic biology, in this case, the pathways of CSF drainage, can open up new therapeutic possibilities. And non-invasive approaches are always appealing from a clinical perspective.
Well, that wraps up our discussion of this fascinating paper by Jin and colleagues. As always, we'll link to the full paper in our show notes if you want to dive deeper into the methods and results.
And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to the Origine podcast for more discussions of cutting-edge research. Until next time, I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Thanks for listening.